There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. We're out west, Ashburn, Virginia. Commanders getting ready for the Steelers. What a game coming this weekend, man. Steelers and Commanders make big trades yesterday, trying to make moves to really compete. B's out today. Joining me is Logan Paulson, Commanders former... You know what I'm going to say? You were a Redskins tight end, Dan.
Yeah, that's okay.
And you were on the Commanders broadcast. What up, dude?
Not much, man. Thanks for letting me fill in.
Absolutely.
Some big shoes to fill today.
Hey, take that up with B. I don't know his shoe size. Very happy to have you, though. And we are really excited right off the top of the show here to welcome in Commanders partner, Mr. Mark Ein, D.C. businessman, philanthropist. Mark, what's up, dude? How are you?
Hey, guys. Great to be with you this morning.
We're really grateful to have you, and we are fired up. Looks like there's some news coming out for Week 10's matchup against the Steelers.
Yeah, it's really fun to be with you guys, and I saw B. Mitch on the sidelines on a video, I think in the last week, saying, you know what would be so cool is if the Commanders handed out red towels on Sunday so that it blew away whatever Steeler fans are there with their yellow towels and made the whole place look burgundy and gold. And so we're doing it. we're giving out burgundy rally towels to everyone who shows up. And we're really excited about it. We think it's great. The fans have been unbelievable this season. And this game is by far the hottest game of the year so far. And we just think it's going to add to an incredible atmosphere. And what's so cool about it is that the way this came about, actually, we saw B. Mitch do it, but actually a fan, Chris Gellner, sent me a message on social media. I don't know, Chris, he sent me some messages at the end of September and said, I've had this idea for the Steelers game forever. I could never really get anyone to listen to the idea, but what do you think if we did this and handed out burgundy towels when the Steelers come to town? I was like, that's a good idea. Let me look into it. And so I called Josh because we talk literally like every day, every other day about things that we want to do to make the place the most amazing fan experience it can. I said, I just got this idea from Manny. He goes, I love that idea. And so we ran with it. We got it done. And then the icing on the cake is we do these dinners from time to time with our sponsors and partners. They're unbelievable. Small dinners. We get people together and talk about stuff. And our guy from Verizon heard the story. He goes, well, I want to get behind that. I want to sponsor them. And so it all came together, and no one knows about it until you guys right now.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And obviously you guys have done a lot of really good stuff at the stadium, and this is just another thing that kind of fits in that bucket. But, you know, like the fans have been pouring out and, you know, pouring out for this team and showing up, and an event like this only works when the fans show up. How cool has it been that the fans are kind of coming back to the organization?
Yeah, I mean, that's from when we started this. And as you guys know, Josh and I and Mitch, we all grew up with this team when it was the everything. It was the everything for this community, and that was the goal from the beginning. And seeing the fans come back this year already has been unbelievable. The crowds have been great. I'll tell you, just going around town, seeing the amount of Commanders jerseys and hats you see, I think I've seen more this year than the last 10 years combined. So people are
totally
proud of it, right? Right? It's unreal. Like I was at the Wizards game the other day, and there's people all over the place. So people are proud of the team, and it's great. But I'll tell you, it's really growing. If you just look, and JP, I think you may have actually tweeted this a little while ago. When you look at like prices for tickets in the secondary market starting in this game, it's indicative of the demand that there is. Like, now it's translating to, I love this team, I'm proud of this team, and now people are like, I got to get to the games. And so this game's totally sold out. Cowboys is basically standing room only. There's like literally only a couple thousand seats left for the whole rest of the season.
Yeah, you know, Mark, it's been, obviously I've been in this job for a while. Logan played here for a while. He's been around this team for a while. It feels so markedly different, and I think there's a million factors to it, but a big part of it, I think, is your ownership group, you know, kind of really has your arms around this thing now more than, you know, maybe last year as you guys just got in here. Talking with Mark Ein, Commander's partner, lifelong childhood friend with Josh Harris. I mean, it's also crazy. And you mentioned seeing more Commander's hats and burgundy and gold stuff everywhere. I did Halloween with my little kids, and I saw more Commander's uniforms and specifically Jaden Daniels than I have whatever jersey in the last decade. What specifically do you think Jaden has brought to your organization?
Oh, I mean, he's obviously been a big part of it. I mean, just the excitement for, look, first of all, he's led us to a 7-2 record, right? So that's a big part. And secondly, the way he plays, the way he carries himself, is, I think all of us find inspirational. He's so low-key. He's so, for a guy who's his first year and having this success, he's so low-key, so humble. He's such a good teammate. And then obviously he's so exciting on the field. I mean, he can run, he can pass, he can win games with Hail Mary. So what isn't there to like? And by the way, it goes way beyond the DMV. I mean, I know a few weeks ago, and it probably still is the case, he had the highest selling jersey in the league. And so he's really captivated the attention of the country, I think, with all of that. And to have him here and have him be a rookie, man, it makes you really excited about the future.
For sure. So some of the, I do think it's so cool that you engage with fans just kind of walking around, and Josh does and Mitch does. Like, it's remarkable to see you guys interact with the crowd. I got to ask, so let's not be naive. There's going to be Steelers fans, right? But I think on television now, when you guys are giving out burgundy towels, it's going to look like it's just burgundy and gold throughout the stadium, right? If they're waving the yellow ones.
That's the idea. I mean, that's the idea. Like, that's the idea. And again, I give, God, I had a chance to talk to Chris. I'd never talked to him. This fan who had reached out to me. I talked to him yesterday just because we hadn't told anyone. I wanted to give him a heads up. And, is great. I mean, he's been a fan his whole life. He's stuck with us. He's had season tickets, never given them up. I'll tell you something fun. He goes, would you mind if we went on video? And he said, let me show you my basement. And like so many people in the DMV, man, he had jerseys up and had a mini shrine to the team. And like to give people like that a voice and a connection, that's why, yeah, you see Josh engaging and Mitch and me, because we know how much it means to people. And then also we really want to make this amazing for our fans. The only way we're going to do it is to listen and to listen to ideas. And I appreciate, Logan, what you said, that there's been big improvement in the stadium. Well, all that comes from what you hear from the fans and you get their input. And so we're just at the beginning. We're really ambitious in what we want to create here for our fans. We're really proud of what we've done so far, but we got a long way to go. We're only going to do it by listening to all the people who love this team.
Yeah, and I think it also helps that you are a fan. And, you know, you mentioned the Hail Mary, and I don't know if you were at the game, but I'm sure you saw it. You've seen, everyone's seen it. Like, can you talk about maybe your emotions and kind of seeing
must have been
yeah,
nuts.
Yeah, seeing the Commanders win in a fashion like that? And I know you've been a fan for a long time. Was there a better moment that you can remember than that as a Commanders fan, as a Washington?
I mean, it honestly goes back literally, like, me and my family had seats at RFK, section 320, row 5, seats 19 and 20 in the end zone. And I was there for a lot of those games. We were there for Kent Houston stopping Walt Garrison. We were there for Daryl Green catching Tony Dorsett. Like, we were there for the playoff games. So, like, those memories are seared in my memory from my childhood. And this one definitely is added. Like, that's in the pantheon of great franchise moments. And, yeah, we were sitting there. And honestly, I was like, we can still do this. We can still do it. And a lot of it is because of Jaden. You know, you're like, you just, he's so explosive. You just have the sense that we're never out of it. A lot has been talked about. I think it's totally right. That play right before where we got the extra 10, 15 yards to get to the place.
To McLaurin.
Yeah, to McLaurin. And that, like that, all of a sudden, you're like, look, we can do it. And part of it is just, I don't know, there's something magical happening around this franchise. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. It's a long season to go and a lot can happen, but it just feels like it's been a little bit of pixie dust thrown on this team, and you kind of felt like we're never out of it. And then just watching that play and seeing the ball land in his hands in the end zone, and then just seeing the sidelines just go nuts. Literally, like, it just went nuts was something that none of us will ever forget.
It was so, I mean, just being in the stadium for that is really, like, a pretty epic moment. There was another moment there, Mark, that I wanted to ask you guys about, and this is another stadium improvement that caught me completely by surprise. Talking with Commander's partner, Mark Ein, the light show.
It's great.
Was so dope. Like, they do that at college football all over, and it's such a cool moment. How did you guys come up with that? When did that idea get put into place?
Yeah, so, thanks for noticing. We were so excited for that, and that was something we talked last year when we first got involved about some stuff we wanted to do in night games, and it turned out that the old lighting system, you couldn't turn it on and off, like, quickly. It was like a 15-minute power-up, so you couldn't do it. So one of the things that, you know, we obviously spent like $80-100 million in the offseason, one of the things was to upgrade the lights for a whole bunch of reasons, but one of the biggest reasons was you can do that. You can turn off lights and turn them on. And so we brought on last year a fantastic guy to do our game day, Darius, who came from the Vikings. And he, I talk to him every week. We talk every week about what we're going to do. And we talked about this idea, and we were so excited when it came. And I mean, I know that a lot of people, when the lights went off, thought, oh boy, the lights are going out in the stadium.
But I had a brief moment of that.
exactly. But then just to blow them away, and the team did such a fantastic job executing that. So it was powerful. And so at the moment, we don't have any more night games, but we're looking at other ways to do really cool stuff. And so thanks for noticing. Yeah, that was amazing. And more to come.
It was definitely cool. And you might not have any night games right now, but they're coming. I think the last three games of the year will end up being flexed in some capacity. Mark, I know that you're not making football decisions per se, but as a dude that's rooted for this team forever, how excited were you yesterday by the Marshawn Lattimore trade?
Yeah, look, I give credit to Adam and his team for the work they did to bring in a Pro Bowl quarterback. We're all so excited. I know Adam and Dan are going to talk to do a press conference later and talk about the behind the scenes on the move, why they did it, but I'm just really excited. And you know, look, I think it goes to, in any business organization, and for sure in any sports team, the hardest thing to do is build sustainable excellence. Like, you can have great moments, great seasons, but what you really want to do is be great year in and year out, be one of those franchises. And from the very, very beginning, that was the goal. And again, it's super early in our journey, but when you just start to look at the pieces that are in place, Adam and what he did in the offseason in free agency, and then the draft, Dan with the culture reset and the way he has people fired up, Jaden is a rookie quarterback, the fans, how engaged they are. I mean, obviously you got to be excited about 7-2 this year, but what you got to really be excited about is that you started extrapolating this, then the salary cap, the cap room, and the draft picks, you start to extrapolate that in the future, it makes you really, really, really excited. So yesterday was great, and I know you're going to hear from Adam, but it's just another piece of evidence that just makes us really feel like the foundation is being laid for something that we can all feel really excited about for a very long time looking forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talked about sustained excellence. And one thing that I've just been so impressed with is obviously like the hiring process and you guys filling these roles with people that are extremely qualified. And it's just, it's a testament to you and the team. But like, you know, what's that process like? And, you know, coming into a space that you might not be, you know, 1,000% familiar with.
Yeah, look, I give Josh a ton of credit on this. He obviously has, you know, built a bunch of major sports franchises and then just in his day job built some great businesses. And, you know, I feel good about the – I'm really proud of the businesses that I've built. And obviously Mitch Rales has built one of the great businesses, you know, ever created and one of the greatest ever in our region. But, you know, I'm really proud of my friend Josh because he, you know, starting with Adam, what was kind of amazing is, like, Adam was the guy everyone wanted, and we got Adam, and I think there was like 8 or 9 GM jobs. We got Adam signed up before anyone else pretty much started interviewing. And, you know, Josh really got started early on that. So that the minute that we were allowed to start working on it, that we did, but did all the prep work in advance. So I just give him a lot of credit for that. And then once you get the right senior people in place, then like attracts like. Like, again, that's true in any business. So great people want to go work with great people. And when you look at the people that Adam's brought in and his team, and you look at the people that that Dan has then brought in the coaching staff, you know, it's proven to be the case. And so, look, when you want to build anything or when you want to reset anything, it all comes down to people and leadership. And we all recognize it. Josh recognized it. And it's been really, really our top focus and priority.
I mean, seriously, when you look at the staff DQ assembled and the way seemingly every free agent draft pick, like all of the moves have all, or at least all trending the very right direction. It's really been impressive. Mark, I'd like to ask just a far more simple question. You and I grew up maybe 3 miles away from each other. I was just up Jones Bridge Road towards Wisconsin Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah. I grew up going to Candy Cane City Playground. You grew up going to Candy Cane City Playground. Venture back, whatever it was, you know, 40 years ago, whatever it was, you and Josh were just kids at a playground, and now you own the absolute biggest, the biggest deal in our city. And there's a lot going on in the country today, and this city is determined by lots of different factors, but the biggest singular thing that brings people together in Washington, D.C. is the Burgundy and Gold. And you guys are now the stewards of that organization. What does that mean for you?
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. And I think you capture, I mean, it means it's the reason that we did it completely, because we know what this meant to this community, what it meant to us, what it meant to everyone. We felt really, really strongly that someone local had to do this. And, you know, the other people looking at it, there was no one else local, no one. And that was a hard deal. I mean, you've heard some of the stories. It was hard. It was expensive. Like, a lot of to get that done was hard, and there were hard moments. And every time it got hard, that was the motivation. It was just like, someone's got to do this to restore this franchise to what it meant to us when we were kids. And it's got to be someone who gets it and understands. And so the fact that it came together and now we're here, it's not lost on any of us any day that's both the opportunity, but also the obligation and honor to be the stewards and to make sure it is something that everyone's proud of. And honestly, JP Lowe, like, we never, never for a second don't wake up and take it for granted. Like, every day you just, like, it is a pinch. You do pinch yourself pretty much every day and say, I can't believe it. And then you get to work to make it what it should be for our amazing fans and our amazing community.
Well said. I mean, Logan and I sit here and we're analyst and, you know, a former player, whatever you want to say, I've had some pinch me moments this year, Logan. Yeah. What about you?
Well, yeah, me too. And just to listen to him talk about that, I was just like so blown away by, like, the, you know, like, he grew up here. It's like, you know, like, it's a special thing. And so, like, the fact that he, that you, Mark, understand how important this is to everybody is, I don't know, it's really cool. It's cool to hear.
For sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark.
Well, appreciate that. And it's, look, the last thing I would just say, and it's apropos today, is that the other motivation is, again, Josh has done a ton of sports. I've, you know, done my thing with the tennis tournament and other stuff. The thing that really motivates us more broadly on sports is it is the thing in America that brings everyone together, regardless of, you know, age, race, religion, politics, what you do for a job, where you live, anything. When you're in that stadium, everyone's there together cheering for their team. And, man, we need that more than ever. And so we're so happy that we can provide that for all of us and make something that everyone can agree on and everyone can come together for. And so we can't wait till Sunday for those burgundy towels to be waving in the air and for the whole DMV to come together and hopefully cheer on another Commander's victory.
It's going to be fun. Make sure you get to Northwest Stadium early. Get that burgundy towel and a huge game this weekend. Mark, thank you for the time. Sincerely appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. We look forward to seeing you Sunday.
Thanks, Mark.
Commander's partner Mark Ein joining the program. Really exciting giveaway this week. The Steelers can roll in with whatever they want, but for all the home fans, you're getting burgundy towels to wave. The TV shots, when you see that big aerial shot, the blimp shot, the drone shot, it's just going to be burgundy and gold. It's very, very intelligent by a group that rarely seems to miss. Thank you to Mark Ein for joining us. Logan Paulson in for B today. Something I got to tell you about real quick. You heard me talk about where I grew up. You heard me talk about understanding what the burgundy and gold means to the people of this city. You know what else means a lot to the people of this city? Working appliances. If you need your dishwasher fixed, your refrigerator's running, whatever's going on, your oven doesn't seem to be working right, call Better Appliance, B-E-T-T-A-R. They're based in Kensington, Maryland. They've been serving the DMV since 1945. 70 years of appliance repairs and sales. Listen, they'll take care of you. They came over, got me a new dishwasher. The whole process took like 45 minutes. It was incredibly efficient. They followed up like three or four times to make sure everything's cool. I've been thoroughly impressed. Check them out, betterappliance.com. You better get better, B-E-T-T-A-R, betterappliance.com. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7, The Fan. If you missed...
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Any of our interview with Commander's partner Mark Ein. It was awesome.
Yeah, you did a great job.
Mark joined us right off the top of the show to talk about the burgundy towel giveaway this week for the Steelers game. Logan Paulson in for B today. I've gotten to talk to Mark plenty now just because those guys are so accessible and available.
It is crazy how accessible they are. Like they're at every event. They talk to everybody in the media. They talk to fans. Like, it's such a stark contrast to what it was before.
I'm not putting you in a position to comment on this. I'm just saying. when the Panthers came to town, You and I are always at games down on the field, walking around, talking to people. You end up knowing people on every staff, and then you know the security guys, whatever, right? Like, you just kind of walk around and talk. I watched David Tepper for a little bit, the Panthers owner, walking around. And I saw this, like, he was by himself, like, completely removed from other people, had, like, a security detail with him that was kind of within, like, 5-10 feet at all moments. And he had this, like, intense yet vacant stare where he was, like, looking at people but also looking past them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, I know that vibe. Like, I have seen that vibe, and it couldn't be more different from what it is now.
I was just about to say, it's so different because, like, when you're down on the sideline, like, in that kind of melee of people, it's,
right.
You know, obviously the ownership group has their own security people, but they're in the crowd. They're talking to people. They're talking to, you know, anybody that is available there, and it's just such a different thing. It feels very familial, feels very welcoming, feels very open, and I think that's special, man. It's special because it makes people feel important. You know, like they're talking to everybody. They're talking to the people that make the food in the media room. Like, it's everybody's part of this, and that I think that brings the best out of people. And that's a really cool leadership style, I think.
Absolutely agree. Let's get into yesterday's news.
Yeah.
Right? I'm sure you've talked about it. Did you do a pod with Craig yesterday?
Yeah,
I'm guessing.
Did a pod. Yeah.
Cool. Commanders make a big move, and to me, we can get into the specifics of what Marshon Lattimore does. If you missed it, the Commanders had a cool social media post this morning of Lattimore just kind of walking into the building, and I saw a billion comments of like, oh, man, that hamstring looks okay. I think his hamstring may just have a miraculous recovery. I think before we get into the specifics of the move, right,
yeah,
the announcement – to fans locally, fans wherever they are, and the rest of the league is, yo, we're not going away. We're serious, and we're playing to win this season and in the coming seasons.
Yeah, 100%. I think, like, when you look at the roster at the moment, there are some, you know, like, some areas where we'd like to kind of bolster, and I think cornerback was one of them, and so everyone was kind of eyeing this trade deadline as a time where you could get that done, and, you know, there aren't a lot of people getting moving on from big top flight corners. And so when the opportunity presented itself, it feels like the right thing. So, you know, even if I do think it says, like, what you're alluding to there, it says, like, hey, we need to kind of show the league that we're making a push here. We're going to try and be the best version of ourselves and make a playoff run, which I think is the right decision. But also, I think when you look at the player, when you look at his history, when you look at his age, this is something that they could, this is a piece that they can build around moving forward also. So I think it is a short-term move, but it also has vibes and smells and feels like it could also be something long term. And I think you get like a nice, you know, 8-9 week rental with the player, and then you can kind of determine, like, hey, like, we can restructure his contract. There's a ton of salary cap space, like Mark Ian alerted to earlier in the conversation. And I think that's all good things. So is it a short term solution? Yes. Is it tell the league that we're ready to make a playoff push? Yes, especially when you look at the division. But I think also it gives you this ability to say, hey, like, if this goes well and he plays well, and he fits well with what we want, like, we can build around him moving forward and give him a contract extension.
I mean, to your point, it's funny. If you go to Over the Cap, which is just an incredible website, they do a really good job of keeping
Fantastic
track
job,
of all
yeah.
this stuff. They've already updated everything to show kind of the new structure of Lattimore's contract. Obviously, the Commanders traded for him yesterday. No guaranteed money in the remaining 2 years of the deal. The dead money is all switched around. Washington can get out of the deal, but there's no guarantee they will.
Right.
Because you know what would be pretty darn easy is, because the numbers are already worked out, you could just convert some of that to guaranteed money,
sure,
and Marshon might be cool with it. Huh. Hey, you got an $18 million cap hit. What if we guarantee $12 million of it, and then he's sticking around and nobody's worried about it, especially if they win this year?
Yeah, 100%. I was about to say, like, you could just easily restructure that deal, give him a signing bonus, and then kind of prorate some of that money out, and I think you're in a really good spot with him. And, again, this talk about, I think, just good management. You know, his cap number this year today is $650,000, and the New Orleans Saints are picking up $30 million. So, like, talk about a very low-risk kind of opportunity financially to look at a player who's got a lot of talent, who plays a little bit of man coverage, I think allows Joe Witt Jr. to do more what he wants to do, all those things. And I think, to your point, you could easily restructure the back half of that deal to kind of fit what you need.
What did you think of the compensation?
Yeah, I think the compensation's interesting, and I think it obviously speaks to what they think about the player. You know, they gave up, what is it, a third, a fourth, and a sixth, and I think the third...
Got a fifth back.
Yeah, and the third is from Jahan, so it was a surplus third, and then the sixth was from John Ridgeway, so it's a surplus sixth. So that's one of the reasons you trade for draft capital, because it allows you to make these moves and make these opportunities. But I do think, like, if you believe him to be a top-flight corner, top 10, top 15 player at the position in the NFL, then it's well worth it. It's well worth it. And I think when you watch the film, it supports that decision. Again, he's been a little bit banged up this year, in and out, hip flexor earlier in training camp. Obviously, the hamstring more recently, a couple soft tissue things. But I think what this could potentially do, like, if you're looking at the best-case scenario, this totally changes the complexion of the defense. It allows you to be more aggressive in coverage.
Let's get specific. No, you're good.
Yeah.
Specifically, Lattimore comes in. Tell me if you disagree. He's immediately the best corner on this roster.
Yeah.
It allows Samerstill to bump back inside, 100%. Play that slot. With his physicality, he's almost like an extra linebacker, which is just shocking. The physical nature with which he plays at his size is just mind-blowing. BSJ's on the opposite side. I think of two specific games. The first half against the Ravens, they really tried to stop the run, and Zay Flowers just carved them up.
Mm-hmm.
The second half against the Giants this past week, mm-hmm. where the Giants ran the ball at will kind of in that first half, they decided to stop that, and then Neighbors is able to just carve them up with the short underneath stuff. How different does that look when now they're able to ideally go man on some of these elite receivers?
I mean, obviously, man coverage in the NFL today, because of the skill set of the receivers, is exceptionally challenging regardless of who's playing corner. But I do think in the Baltimore game specifically, you just get better matchups, right? You get Marshon Lattimore on Zay Flowers. You get Benjamin St. Juste on their number two receiver. You get Noah Igbinoghene or Mike Sanders still on that third element. It puts everybody on the roster from a coverage standpoint into a better matchup. And ultimately, that's what you're doing, right? Because I do think, you know, Benjamin St. Juste catches a ton of heat for whatever reason, probably because of the history that he's had over the last couple of years. But I think he's playing pretty good football, right? And so if he's your two.
The only problem for BSJ, I think, is he's a little handsy.
Yeah.
And a lot of them happen at the goal line.
I'm not saying he's a perfect player by any stretch of the imagination.
As a number two corner.
Yeah, and I think when you look around the league and you look at corner play, like, that's very, very common. Like, you look at kind of the middle of the pack corner. Like, they're really handsy. They get in bad position. They don't have great ball skills. Like, there's a reason they're in the middle of the pack.
They're also set up to fail.
Yes.
Like the rules are against them. The position is impossible. A success rate for a corner is 30% would be high.
Yeah, and so what I'm saying with BSJ specifically is he plays the techniques correctly, he's playing more aggressive, he's willing to tackle, he's smart, he communicates well. You can win with that player if you kind of demote his role and change the scope of his performance. And so when you bring in a guy like Marshon Lattimore, like, that's what that gives you. Is it makes your defense instantly better because BSJ gets better matchups. Marshon Lattimore takes the number one guy. I can be more aggressive now if I'm Joe Witt Jr. in terms of pressuring on third down because I can bring more man pressures. And when you look at, like, the Pittsburgh Steelers are a great example of this. Their corners are just okay. But you would never know it because they're able to create so much pressure with the rush, with the blitz, right?
Sure.
So I think that's what Joe Witt is now able to do, is now we're able to increase the effectiveness of our rush, which deleverages our corners just because of the addition of one player. And so I think that's the thing that's so exciting about this, is I think it'll kind of raise everybody, raise the total floor of the defense, and it'll allow everybody, like we talked about roles, you talked about Sanders still playing nickel, it allows us to maximize skill sets in a way that we couldn't prior to the acquisition.
Rising tide, man. Rising tide in Ashburn. And you talk about improving everything kind of A to Z defensively by making this move. If you want to improve everything A to Z in your home, you need to call our friends over at Paul Henry's Window Installation. Seriously, I got Paul to come out to my house, redid all my windows, all my doors, and over time, I'm paying significantly less in my electric bills. My Pepco bill all winter is lower than it was 3 years ago before I made the decision. And that's even with energy prices going up. Calling Paul is one of the best decisions I've made. He's transformed my home. He's made it more comfortable for me and my daughters. It's no longer cold in the winter, hot in the summer. Now it just stays nice even temperatures, what you want year round. If you call Paul this month, you get $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door. And when you purchase a soft light windows, you get an additional 7% off each window. Call Paul right now, $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum. Call Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitch and Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com. You're clear. Home improvement choice. B. Mitch and Finley live, Ashburn, VA. Stream is up and running. We're going to get Logan in the stream here in a minute. B is out today. Logan is joining us. As we do every morning, we say hello to the first commenter in the stream. Logan, you probably have no idea who are the folks that comment. You want to guess who was the first?
What?
Shout out to Rashawn Baker. Rashawn got the first comment today. Thanks for watching.
Does he comment like all the time? Is that what's going on?
A lot of people comment all the time. Mm-hmm. Like the chat function on our YouTube page is like its own little community. Seriously, it's like it's policed. It's got it's a wild place. But I just always like to say good morning to the first person that comments because I can't really keep up with all of it.
It's just too many.
Well, and dude, we got a show to do also, yeah. Right? So I appreciate that they're all there and it's fun to watch, but always the first person gets the good morning from me. I did a podcast last night with Mitch Tischler, the Beltway Football Podcast. Check that out wherever you get them.
Mitch.
I asked this question, and I want to ask you. I'm going to give you four options. Are you familiar with the American game of baseball?
Yes. Okay. I'm familiar with baseball. It's a good question, though.
Okay, good. So, in baseball, lots of options, right? Commanders make this trade yesterday for Marshawn Lattimore.
Mm-hmm.
You have 100 chips to tell me how you think this trade will play out. Is it a home run, a ground rule double, an out, or a GIDP? Is this grounding into a double play to end an inning? So those are your options. You have 100 chips to divide it up. If it's easier for you, I'll give you mine to set an example.
Yeah, go ahead. I think I got it, but yeah, you can go ahead.
Okay, I think I got like 60 chips home run, maybe 20 chips ground rule double. Mm-hmm. I think there's an 80% chance this works out well to very well. And then I got to go 10 and 10 the other ways because there are some injuries. There are some lingering issues. What if you give all this up and then the contract goes sideways and you decide to get out of it, right? Like, we can't be naive or too simplistic to suggest that there aren't other possible scenarios. But overwhelmingly, I believe the scenarios are going to work out really well.
Yeah, so I think I'd say in terms of like home run grand slam, it's probably 30 chips.
Okay.
I think 40 chips ground rule double. I think it's going to be a solid move kind of. Regardless, and then 20, what was it? What's the 20?
Just a regular old out pop
then,
fly?
Yeah, 10 is that it's a total dumpster fire. Yeah, I really think this is like, I'm a big believer that like trades in season are rarely like grand slam home runs, but I do think this makes the team significantly better. And like, assuming that he's the right type of guy, the right kind of fit, he kind of meshes with the locker room, you know, I think that you make this decision knowing you got Bobby Wagner here, a guy that has done it and dealt with different personalities over the course of his career, can manage, you know, I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but manage, you know, a bad guy or a good guy really, really well. So I think like he's going to integrate fairly well and pick up the defense well. He's been around a long time. So again, like corner, and again, that's the other thing. Corner is a tough position, I think, to evaluate cross scheme. And I think it makes it a little bit more risky because how many times have we seen a corner go from,
think about William Jackson.
William Jackson or Nnamdi Asamoah going from Oakland to Philly. They are very scheme dependent. They are very coaching dependent. And again, Marshawn's done it all. He's played man. He's played zone. He's got a plethora of experience. And I trust Joe Witt Jr., his experience and pedigree with corner. So I think it's all going to work out. But I do think there's a little bit of, yeah, I'm not as confident it's going to be a knockout grand slam home run. It's, you know, ground rule double feels the right kind of thing to me.
I kind of think too much is being made of this. What, if any, significance do you think that he played at Ohio State with McLaurin and Noah Brown?
I don't really think it's a huge deal. I think,
it's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. I think, you know, maybe they go, hey, do you like this guy? And they're like, oh, yeah, I love, you know, Marshawn. Right. He's awesome. But I don't think, I think with a staff like the one that Adam Peters has compiled, and I think with Adam Peters' background, like he has many, many connections in the scouting community and the coaching community. Like he knows the offensive coordinator in New Orleans, and he was with him last year in San
Francisco. Kubiak, isn't it?
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, obviously, if you're looking for relationships, like people that you know and you trust, I'm sure that's one of the phone calls you make. And I'm sure there's a million other people that he knows. So I think you probably defer to coaches over players. But again, I'm sure they were like, hey, do you like this guy? And they were probably like, yeah, he's awesome. And it makes it happen. So.
To quote the great New Jersey philosophers, naughty by nature, there's no room for relationships. There's just room to hit it. I think what what the Commanders are trying to build here, I think they, like us, like everyone watching, like I'm a big believer in trying to mesh analytical detail mm-hmm. with just the eye test. Like sometimes what you see is factual, right? Despite yeah. whatever advanced numbers. I mean, hell, you can look at some stuff from yesterday, and, like, numbers can tell you one thing, but yeah. what actually happens is not always the same right. case, right? I think the eye test made pretty clear they had to improve their secondary.
100%.
And I think if you get Lattimore, you're probably not getting the 2017, 2018 version of him. That's just the reality. But if you get 85, 90% of that, you've made your team significantly better.
No, 100%. I think when you look at, when you watch the film, talking about the eye test, like he's still a guy that has tremendous click and close ability. He's got tremendous instincts, tremendous feel. He's a really competitive tackler still, you know, at this point in his career, which is a little unusual for corner. So I think he's, in terms of player, I think this is 100% what you're looking for. And I don't think you, like, I trust Adam Peters' talent evaluation. Like, I think you just go back to the draft, go back to the free agency process. Like, I don't want to say he doesn't miss because it's still pretty early in the process, but he's got a track record of picking good football players. And notice I said football players, right? Guys that understand the physicality, the work element, the what it takes to be successful.
Just look at the moves in August.
Yeah. Dude, 100%.
You trade away Jahan, you trade away Ridgeway. Those two moves largely allowed you to make this yeah. deal for Lattimore now. Just the guys, you bring in Noah Brown when Houston releases him. Mm-hmm. All the injuries they've had down there. Diggs is out. I don't know if Collins is back yet, but, like, they would love to have Noah Brown still sure. on their roster. Just Seibert and knowing the type of people. And then,
well, even how he handled the kicking thing, right? You totally. Bring in a kicker kind of on a tryout, so to speak. You try out a whole bunch of guys and knowing that, hey, this isn't the right fit, and then moving on to the next one until you get it right. And how many times have we been covering this team or played for this team where they stuck with somebody a little bit longer than they should and it negatively affects the outcome for the season? So, again, like, I trust him. Because everything he's done so far, you talk about grand slam, double, like it's been a grand slam. Like he has just hit it every single time. So with this, like when I watch the film, I trust my eye and I know that Marshawn's a good player, but I know, I feel even better about it because I know what Adam saw in it too.
Well, and just going one step further, what Quinn has built inside that locker room. Because yeah. AP is the tone setter for the organization, right? And mm-hmm. and he's certainly the personnel guy. But DQ was asked earlier this week, maybe on Monday, hey, are you worried at all if there is a trade, could that mess up the chemistry? And it's a valid question yeah. because clearly they've got something cooking right now. And he said, at our core, we're about competition. And if we add somebody else, that just increases the competition. And I think everybody in that locker room believes that and will buy into that.
Yeah. No, I think that's 100% right. You know, when I played for Dan in Atlanta, like that was something that we talked about all the time. Like, don't shy away from us bringing new people in. Like, lean into it, right? Because, like ultimately, competition, if you're wired the right way, is going to make you better. And I think that's ultimately what you're looking at here. And again, like we talked about, you know, Marshawn, whatever type of guy he is, he doesn't have to be a leader. He doesn't have to be anything because you've got leaders here. You've got guys that kind of have established the culture that Dan wants. And I think he's just got to kind of fall in line. And again, like we talked about how tactically on paper this should elevate everybody in the room. And I think the competition element of is another component that's really valuable here too, right? Sometimes in the middle of the season, it gets a little stagnant. So people talk about it being deleterious or negative. I think this could also be extremely positive because it kind of reinvigorates, remotivates, refocuses a roster and says, oh, man, now we can do all these things that Joe Wood wants to do. Or, hey, I'm now as St. Juiced, I have something to aspire to. I have something to work toward to kind of continue to push myself. So there's a lot of really positive things that come from changing things, I think, also.
Hey, Jeff, were you one of the ones calling this situation deleterious? That sounds like you, Jeff.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!